A much more challenging problem regarding the telegraph was communicating across the oceans. At that time, the middle 1800s, it would take weeks for a letter to go from the United States to Europe or the reverse. Travel was by ship, most of which were sailing ships. Some of them had engines on them, but they didn't travel all that fast. And so people wanted to put a telegraph signal system across the Atlantic. It took a while and several tries, and a ship called the Great Eastern, which was a combination of sail and steam, laid 4,200 kilometers, 2,600 statute miles, in 1865 for the first transatlantic telephone cable. Now, this is pretty interesting technically, because when you put a voltage on the end of the cable, that voltage doesn't appear immediately at the far end. It takes time for that to travel, during which time the size of that voltage decreases slowly as it crosses the ocean. Not only that, the time at which the signal starts, the voltage turns on, it starts up very quickly, but at the other end, it builds up kind of slowly, reaches its peak, stays there for a while, and then when you turn it off, it decreases slowly. The result of that is that you can't send the pulses too close together or they'll just smear with each other and you can't signal. So while you had a cable, the notion of sending signals quickly as we do today just wasn't possible. Nevertheless, messages on cable were very, very much faster than anything they could do by ship.